Welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is the 101st episode and the last one for 2019.
It's hard to believe. Seems like we just started this year.
I know. And we have closed the mercantile for the season. If you listened to our last episode, we kind of reviewed the year. And you've been reviewing in pictures.
Yeah, and you did a blog post, just kind of a synopsis. So as you know, I have like billions, well, maybe not billions, maybe million, but a lot.
A whole lot of
photos. So I tried to put some of those together in a collage that kind of captured our year. That was really kind of hard to do.
It was. You really can't capture everything that happened in this year and what it meant to us in short bits.
Yeah, but I tried. So I just finished that up today. I broke it down by quarter. And just some of the highlights of each quarter. And it was an incredible year.
It absolutely was. And now we're looking forward to 2020. That seems like a weird thing to say.
That seems very weird. It, as we talked about a couple of podcasts ago, it seems like we just turned 2000.
I know. And the trauma that involved.
Yeah, that was, you know, Y2K. We talked about all that. It was crazy.
It was.
And, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. But I just believe 2020 is going to be a good year.
I think it will be, too. And we are planning and doing a lot of stuff. We're not just sitting around.
No. It was kind of weird, though, because we had Friday and Saturday off this week.
Yes.
And that was the first time we think since March.
Right. That we weren't doing something.
Preparing for market, business. Working on the Merck, conferences, because we did take a couple of weeks off from market. But that was for conferences.
Right.
So again, you know, we're learning and hopefully to give back to you.
Yes. And that learning is continuing in 2020. And in January, February specifically, I have started reading a book on creativity by Twyla Tharp. And that's really motivating and interesting. We've started reading a book together by Brené Brown. Mm-hmm. Called Daring Greatly.
And she's awesome. So if you don't know her work, look her up. Look at her TED Talk and then go from there.
Yes. Her focus is on vulnerability, and she's a social worker and researcher in Texas, but really, really profound work that she does.
Yeah. We listened to her talks. And it's kind of like, I can so relate to that.
Oh, my. Yes. She just lays it all out
there.
Yeah,
she does. So very, very good. So the book, we just got started on that. But I don't even think we're in the first chapter. I think we've just been through the
introduction.
The introduction. And that was really good.
So. It was. So we're doing some of those things to kind of further our education. And we also decided to sign up for Masterclass. If
yeah.
you've ever seen that advertised, there are a lot of really famous professionals teaching mini courses mm-hmm. and in a lot of areas that we're interested in.
Yeah, and we've talked about this for a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll see little commercials and it's like, oh, I want to watch that one. And, you know, we have different interests, but together there are so many. And I think you've already started some.
I have started watching one. I don't know who the instructor is. I'm sorry to say, but it's about pastries and it's really cool. And I got to tell you, I am dying to get into the kitchen and make croissants.
Oh, yeah. You have done that before.
I have, but I feel like I have a new lease on it from what I've seen in the videos and the instruction.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun because there's just so many. I will probably watch some that really, I know I probably won't do those things, but just for interest and learning. And, you know, I crave that. We both do.
We do. And one of the things that I have learned recently and am really fascinated by in our creative work is this concept of taking bits and pieces from very different realms or disciplines, and you bring those together in your own way. So when you talk about watching a masterclass on something that is not really maybe your area or something you would have thought of, but you will pick up something in that you will bring to your creative work, whether it's color or texture or vision or something that you will take and riff on in whatever you are doing.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting into those. And, you know, now we have a little bit of time because we have a few months off.
Yay. Here.
And, but it's not really off.
It's not. I know you're really into the seed catalogs right now.
Yeah. Actually, I need to be putting a seed order together. I haven't even inventoried seeds yet. I've talked about it. I know. I got distracted doing other, like, cleaning closets and
which we'll get to in a moment,
that's
too.
That's a whole other thing. But, yeah, I have some general idea, but I need to go through and look at varieties. But I have a whole stack of seed catalogs that I'm excited to get into and start making some purchases.
Yes. The other thing that I think really spurs your creativity and the thing that I see you do in that whole process is once you get your seed catalogs, you get your orders ready and you go back and forth. And that's a process. That's not just a, I want that, I want that, that. It's a very precise and reasoned way of going about it. But then you start your drawings of the gardens.
Yeah. Which I need to...
And the gardens is plural.
Yeah. We have lots of mini gardens around the farm.
And plans for more.
Orchards. And we have one older orchard. And last year we started a new one. So, yeah. We have a lot of little areas that anything should be planted here. Any nice soil is probably going to get some kind of plant in it.
Oh, yes.
A lot of times that's an herb. But that's an area that we really want to increase are the herbs that we have on the property because, as we've talked about, they're good for pollinators. We love them. And the people that come to the farm love them and comment about the lemongrass and lavender and different things that we have around the Merck. So we want to increase that.
Absolutely. I have visions of people coming to the Merck, but then being able to wander down paths of herbs and touch them and smell them and taste them and think about how they would use those herbs. I just have that vision. Yeah. Sometimes I think, ooh, what about a U-cut herb farm?
That would be fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We've got, that would take a while to establish, but you know, who knows? You never know what we may do at Five Feline Farm.
That's for sure. Now, you mentioned clutter. You've been going through and decluttering. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we built our house 12 years ago and jumped right into full-time work and then the business and market. And so for 12 years, we've had stuff piling up.
Shove it in the closet.
Yeah, shove it in the closet. Take it to the basement. You know how that works.
Yes.
And when we moved here, we said we were never, ever going to do that again.
Whoops.
Yeah. So here we are with closets full of clutter and a basement full of clutter and cabinets full of clutter. The junk drawer is...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The junk drawer is trying to jump out and walk
away.
Yeah,
we actually have two junk drawers now. So, you know, it's kind of spilled over, and it's like a lot of that is just totally junk, I'm sure.
It is.
And it might be useful.
It could be, but who would know where to find
it?
Yeah,
so you know how it is. You go out and buy something five times because you can't find what you bought. We're starting to discover some of those things that we had good intentions and bought ahead of time and then forgot that we bought them or got misplaced. And so it's kind of like shopping in a way.
It is, which is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. But we've also been able to make some donations of clothes, because a lot of the clothes and things that I've had before, I don't need business suits now.
Yay us.
Yeah. So I don't need this stuff. I don't need... someone else out there does.
Right.
And so, yeah, I started this week. I just like started cleaning closets and really going through stuff. And that made me feel a little better.
It sure does. And I've started that as well in my closet. I'm working on my second bag of donations. And we are kind of issuing a challenge to do this with us. Our challenge is to clean up or declutter something every day, except Sundays. Let's take Sundays off. But Monday through Saturday, during the month of January, one thing each day, declutter it.
Yeah, and I've been just challenging myself. We don't have a system or anything, but it's like, okay, I have 20 minutes. I'm trying to spend 20 minutes a day, like in one room, and what can I do without? And trying to make life simpler and better, and it feels really good.
It does. It feels phenomenal. And like a great start to the year.
Yeah. So I hope we have about 20 years to do this because we've got a good size house. But anyway, yes. That's one of the things that we're going to be doing in the off time in addition to learning.
So we'll be reporting on those things on this podcast, probably blog posts, maybe even a few social media posts. We'll be doing that.
I don't want to take pictures of...
No, we're not going to take pictures. Maybe the after.
Yeah, maybe the after. But yeah, some of the areas are so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a little frightening to do the before. So there you have it. That's what we're up against for this next few weeks. We have one more special to let you know about. We do still have our online store open.
It never closes.
And through the month of January, we're running a free shipping special on orders over $25. So just type in the coupon code SHIP25. Got to be careful saying that one.
Spell it.
SHIP as in Paul, 25. We'll get you free shipping on orders over $25 through the month of January.
Same products that we sell in the store or in the mercantile. And this is our online mercantile, and we pack those ourselves for you.
We do, and we'll have the coupon code in the show notes along with the web address for the mercantile.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.